May the words of my mouth, meditation of my heart, be acceptable in your sight, Lord, my strength and my redeemer. This is from 2 Corinthians chapter 6. In my time with the Lord this morning, the Holy Spirit just was speaking to me about what Jesus said about himself. He said that he was the way. That's how he started. Then he said, I'm also the truth along the way, and I'm the life, because I'm the life. You can't really separate those things. They're all together. They're built on each other. And really, Jesus being the way really amazed me. And we'll talk more about that Sunday and these other things too. But I was just reminded when Jesus said that he was the truth, Jesus is saying that he's the truth about everything. You can't really interpret anything apart from the lens of seeing Christ. Even if he didn't cause the situation, he's standing in the middle of the situation saying, fear not, I am, like he was walking on the water. We get in trouble in life because we forget that history is his story. And the next minute, what I just got through saying is now history. So it involves all of our life, and therefore we can assume it's true about our future. And so whatever thing is happening or happened in your life or happening in the world, he may not have caused it. But you'll never really be able to properly interpret the truth from God's perspective unless you see Christ standing in the middle of it, defining the situation. He's the truth. And what he says about it is all that matters. An example would be maybe somebody's offended you. And what we see is their offense. And we think about their offense. And the offense creates all kinds of not good stuff in us. But what we have to see is look beyond the offense and see Jesus wanting to speak the truth to us from God's perspective about what's going on here. Doesn't mean that they didn't do what they did, but I can't live by that. I can't live by facts. They'll get you in trouble. If any of you have watched television for the last 2 years, the facts seem to change every day, but they're all said to be facts. What I have to live by is truth, and it's the truth that sets us free. There's a lot of stuff the enemy's doing in our day, in our country, where people are believing what they're told are facts. I'm not talking about COVID. I'm talking about just some of the division that's taking place. Instead of hearing Christ, who stands in the middle of everything and says, now, let me tell you the truth here. Let me speak the truth here. So these verses from 2 Corinthians 6, I want you just to hear them in Paul's description of his life, what his life was like. He starts off in verse 1 and says, in working together with him, we also urge you not to receive the grace of God in vain. For he says, at the acceptable time I listened to you, and on the day of salvation I helped you. Behold, now is the acceptable time, and behold, now is the day of salvation. And there's a lot there, but we don't have time to get into all that. And then he talks about giving no cause for offense in anything. That also could be translated taking no offense in anything. He said, which one is it? Both. That's how big the scriptures are. So we're going to see it from that perspective. Taking no offense in anything in order that the ministry might not be discredited. Be not discredited. So you think, well, then it must mean, Chuck, that he doesn't want to give offense in anything because he doesn't want to discredit the ministry. But it also works that if a person walks around in offense all the time, no matter how much they serve the Lord, they discredit the ministry. Because yucky stuff comes out, and yucky responses and reactions to stuff comes out. But in everything, commending ourselves as servants of God, now listen to this, in much endurance, in affliction, in hardships, in distresses, in beatings. This sounds like a fun life. In imprisonments. So this involves not the circumstances, but people who weren't being very nice to him. They weren't very supportive. In tumults. In labors, in sleeplessness, in hunger, in purity, and in knowledge, in patience, and in kindness, in the Holy Spirit, in genuine love, in the word of truth, in the power of God, by the weapons of righteousness for the right hand and the left, by dishonor and honor, by evil report and good report. Anybody ever given an evil report about you? Said bad things about you? Regarded as deceivers, he was called the deceiver, yet true. As unknown, yet well known. As dying, yet behold, we live. As punished, yet not put to death. As sorrowful, yet always rejoicing. As poor, yet making many rich. And I love this last one. That's having nothing, yet possessing all things. What can the devil do with a person like that? Threaten to take everything away from you? You say, well, I don't own anything. I don't have anything. Threaten, promise to give you things? Well, I possess everything. So what can you do with that? Our mouth has spoken freely to you, O Corinthians. You remember the Corinthians were rascals. Their church was a mess. Our mouth has been spoken freely to you, O Corinthians. Our heart is opened wide. You are not restrained by us, but you are restrained in your own affections. Not in a like exchange. I speak to his children, open wide to us, like we've opened wide to you. Paul referred to walking in genuine love, and that looked like to him with my heart wide open. You have to remember, from the Corinthians, there are, some of them believe he was a false apostle, some believe, oh, there's all kind of stuff. They were a mess. The thing I like about this scripture, there's so much here, but I believe when Paul says that he lived this out in the power of the Spirit, in verse 6, in purity and kindness, in the Holy Spirit and genuine love, in the word of truth. See, for me, this is what Laura's saying. In the word of truth doesn't mean necessarily he was speaking the word from the scrolls. But I believe that one of the reasons he didn't take offenses, one of the reasons his heart stayed wide open, is because in everything he heard the word of truth. That he looked to Jesus to be the word of truth about everything. And so instead of taking up an offense when they beat him, he was able to look beyond the beating and see Christ. He was in Christ and could hear Christ speak to him. This is the truth. I'm expanding your heart. To be open wide even to people who hurt you and offend you, and so on and so on in every other situation. I believe that we live in a time, there's always time to walk out biblical Christianity, but it's so important. We live in a time where believers have to live by the word of truth. They need to to embrace a relationship with the one who says he's the truth. Not a truth, but the truth. And then begin to filter out everything else in their lives that has happened to them through the grid of Jesus. What does he say about that? What is the truth about that? Not the facts, but what is the truth about that? You know, an example would be, I've shared this kind of thing recently. I even shared this example it happened again the other day. I was watching something, and it was like some real offensive person. It wasn't even a believer. It's like some person that just makes the world really not good. And the Lord spoke to me again. He said, I really love that fellow. Don't you? I thought, wow, yeah, I guess I do. Instead of seeing all the things wrong with him, the truth said, this is an opportunity for you to walk in union with the love of Christ, for your heart to be open wide to this person. Because that's how Jesus feels about them. He feels so much about them that he hung his cross for them. That's the grid from which we can see that. So, and again, we'll do more this Sunday. Are there areas in your life that you've hung on to? One of the words that describes truth in Scripture is light, where you've hung on to darkness because you've not looked at the situation through the eyes of the truth. And ask Jesus, Jesus, what were you doing here? Because in every situation, Jesus is standing there saying, I am. I'm the one you need to be concerned about. I'm the one you need to think about. I'm the one who wants to encounter you here. I'm the truth about this thing. No matter how vile it may have been, he's still standing there and saying, I can cause light to shine out of darkness. Hear the truth. And then let Jesus speak. Show you his perspective. Years ago, when I first was learning about being in Christ, in early months, I went through this massive inner healing experience. I was on an airplane flying to Charleston, South Carolina to see some friends who were living there because I'd worked in nuclear medicine there. And the Lord began to speak to me about, the truth began to speak to me, Jesus, the truth began to speak to me about all these different things in my life that I had regretted or had wished were different so that my life would have been better. And the truth just stood in every one of them. And I was able to release and forgive and accept his forgiveness in everyone because the truth was there saying, I've caused all these things to work together for good. It was an amazing experience. And that was a long, long time ago. It's a big deal that Jesus is the truth. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.